Good morning to all. In Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12, we have the last of what is referred to as the Beatitudes. Here Jesus said this, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." He goes on to say, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, without a doubt, this is the most somber of the Beatitudes. These statements of Jesus here are a bit unsettling. But you know something? One thing about Jesus is that he tells it like it is. Jesus never offered his followers a bed of roses. Jesus knew that following him would pose and create problems which would probably lead to persecution. And history shows that Christians began suffering persecution shortly after Christ's ascension. As an example, in Acts chapter 7, there is the account of Stephen being stoned to death because of his public acknowledgement of his faith in Jesus Christ. Now, church tradition says that all the apostles, with the exception of John, met violent deaths because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, here in America today, we may perceive that we are persecuted because we are occasionally insulted, disrespected, maybe even made fun of because of our faith. However, let's put this in perspective. There are many countries in the world where being a Christian can bring real persecution. In countries such as Afghanistan, North Korea, Pakistan, China, Somalia, and many other nations, being a Christian, practicing your faith, can cost you your life. Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not forget that there are thousands, no, millions, of fellow Christians throughout the world facing persecution for their faith. Let us pray that they will be blessed for their courage. And brethren, let us never forget, let us never take for granted that in this country we enjoy freedom of religion. And one last thing, let us practice our freedom of religion as we worship and share Jesus Christ openly and honestly with courage. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for his willingness to be persecuted on our behalf. Bless us with the Holy Spirit to give us the words to share this wonderful knowledge. Amen.